Why, hello there, Hillary.
I'm Jenny.
How are you today?
I am good. Today is Mother's Day in the
U.S. It is here in America.
Yep. It is May 12th, and if you're listening, it is on or after May 15th. This is Season 6, Episode 18.
And welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. How's your day been?
It's been good. Busy.
Did you do stuff with your mom?
Yeah, she wanted to run errands, which meant two visits to the grocery store, lunch to go from Panera, and then they forgot half our order, so we went back.
Went
back to the grocery store because my mom wanted, like, this fruit platter, and they didn't have it ready when we went the first time. So we had to do... I was a good daughter today.
Grocery store, Panera. Panera grocery store?
Yes, exactly.
You were a good daughter.
I was a very good daughter today.
I have learned the hard way many times. Have I embraced this information in my education? I have not. But you should always check your Panera order before you leave the restaurant.
Yeah. And for some reason, it's always mine. It doesn't matter what. Who orders what? Whatever I order is left out.
Ours is always, it's random. It's usually me or my husband, but it's random. But we don't do it enough. We don't take out from Panera enough for this to be such a high statistic. It's probably a quarter of the time.
Right.
You know, 3 out of 10 times is a lot.
Like, yeah, it is. It is.
And how can you tell me it's done? It's not done.
I went back later in the afternoon, and I think that the soup that I got, which is the Mexican corn chowder,
ooh,
it's very good, and it's mildly spicy, but I think that it was later in the day, and I think that they got it from, like, the bottom of the...
Oh, no.
Warmer, and it was hot as hell. Like, I was sweating. My nose was running. It was made with fire, I think. It was loaded
it's
with peppers.
All the seasoning.
It was loaded with peppers, and it was just super. I don't know what kind of peppers they use, and it's not jalapeno. I don't know.
I know a guy who used to make those soups.
Really?
Some of my parents' best friends. Their son has a culinary degree, and for a while, he was one of the Panera soup engineers, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, creating recipes and stuff.
So they got rid of my favorite soup, which is baked potato soup.
I don't know why.
I mean, they got rid of it years ago, but it still bums me out when I go in there.
I don't often get soup there, but I always get that autumn squash soup.
I love that. Oh, my God.
I could bathe in it.
I love that soup.
It's so gross. I would not bathe in it,
I wouldn't bathe in it, but I drink it like water.
Yes. Yeah. We had an interesting day here on the east side of Cleveland. I have purposely not told you about it earlier today because I didn't want to stress you out.
Oh, shit.
Everything's fine.
Stories that start with it like this.
But Chris and I got in the car, was going into the grocery store, and, you know, which is like less than a mile from my house. And we can see, like, way up ahead past the grocery store, like, emergency lights.
Yeah.
They were just like the blue lights, like not the everything bad's happening, we're coming for you, but like the traffic is stopped and they're diverting traffic into the grocery store parking lot. People are going in and we're just like, there's a lot of police activity and a lot of cars being turned around. So I quickly got on our neighborhood Facebook page, as one does. There was an active shooter in an apartment building. Actually, it wasn't an active shooter. Last night, it's sad no matter what, but first year on the job police officer was killed in the line of duty last night.
Oh no.
The guy got away. They found him today in this apartment building 2 blocks from my house. It was almost, it was like 6 hours.
Oh my God.
We were told to basically shelter in place, which we were like, we'll be careful. But also there was like, we could tell from the news that he was in the apartment, like he hadn't gotten out. Right. But yeah, there were gunshot. I mean, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
We don't have a lot of information now, but it is over and the suspect is dead. So, but yeah, it was almost like 4 or 5 minutes of, and I don't know how much of it was, I don't know, the police throw like blast, they like stun things, yeah, like grenades and stuff, but it was a long enough, I mean, the newscaster's like, that would be a weird long sequence for flash grenades or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, like, that's a lot of gunshots. It's crazy.
We had a
crazy.
We had a guy that I think he had a couple hostages in an apartment.
Yeah.
And the police were trying to, and he, but he like locked himself up and wouldn't come out, and he had guns. I mean, they knew he was armed. He finally let the hostages go, and then he was in that apartment for something like, I don't remember, but I mean, 12 hours or something like that, that he was, that the police were like trying to get him out. And I heard that everything was okay. So my mom and I went out, and this was when I was having a hard time eating anything. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted, I was hungry and I really wanted McDonald's. And my mom was like, let's go, you know, like,
please eat.
Just eat. And I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to eat. I don't think I ate. Maybe I had a couple fries or something. But anyway, it was a long line at McDonald's. And next to McDonald's is our city stadium. And it's got a giant parking lot and, you know, it's a stadium. And apparently the police had like a debriefing in that parking lot after the they got the guy, and they didn't kill the guy. They like he came out, or they got in or something, but they had like a, like an after debriefing thing. And, it was a SWAT team. It was so many police cars, and like 100 people were in that parking lot. Like, I couldn't believe it. That was exciting. Like, to see that, the aftermath of it.
Yeah.
When, you know, everything's okay. But they had, SWAT and.
Yeah, this was, they called in the SWAT team. They were like police units from like 4 or 5 other towns.
Yeah.
There was, someone said that there was local FBI and Secret Service. I don't know, but like all kinds of units brought in. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I don't know, there's little info at all. All we know is that the police officer last night was responding to like a domestic disturbance.
Yeah.
And we got there, he was ambushed by this gentleman and died at the hospital. But
that's so tragic.
And it was so, one of our local news stations, I mean, a lot of them did, but they had like a camera set up, and they were pretty close at one point. And then there was this like 4 or 5 minutes of supposed gunfire. And finally the cops were like, you should move. I mean, they were across the street, across train tracks, across the street. Like, they weren't like just a sidewalk away or something, but bullets go far. But they went to another location where they could kind of zoom in and see the spot. And they could hear this lady, she had to have been old. She pulled up, or she's like, but I just have to go home. Aww. And they're like, it's closed off. But I just have to, I live here. I just have to go home. It's really sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah. Okay, let's get it more exciting. We are going to talk about Kiss the Future because they finally both watched it. And that podcast with Bono, Christy Turlington, and who's the woman that...
Kelly something.
We'll look it up. But I want to tell you, our air conditioning died and I need to get a new air conditioner. And that also means I have to clean out our boiler room so the service guys can get to where they need to go. And I found this box. I was scared to open it because it was way on a bottom shelf and probably knows from the previous owners, like, you know, obviously there's going to be a body in there, right?
Right.
Obviously. Well, it was my stuff. It was all like my high school tennis trophies and pictures from graduation. I found all of these matchbooks. There's all these Gavin Friday shake tobacco ones.
I have one of those somewhere.
And these three. And I don't remember ever doing this, but if you open it, it says, hear it on the music line. It's an 800 number. To hear a track, enter code 21890. This is a free call. You could call it and listen to a track from Shag Tobacco.
That was like pre-streaming.
Yeah.
It's like a precursor to streaming.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. I was in college when this came out because I remember driving up for the show in Cleveland. I also found a matchbook from The Kitchen.
Oh, cool.
And one from The Clarence.
Very cool.
The Clarence matches are exceptionally fancy. They are black with gold tips.
Oh my gosh, that is fancy.
I've obviously not used anything of any of them. Oh, I have used the Clarence one. But actually, we should use some. And then I also found my membership kit from the Recording Academy that allowed us to go to the Grammys. I should hold this membership card in my, just take it to concerts.
Yeah.
Be like Wayne and Garth. Anyway, I'm not a member anymore. That lasted like a year. Because I didn't want to pay it again. Anyway, that was fun. Wanted to share those things.
Like new old stuff.
I know, right? So I'm just gonna toss out those old tennis trophies, but I gotta show my kids first so they know that I was once really good at something. See, mommy wasn't joking. Okay. Happy belated Bono's birthday.
Yes. We totally missed that on our last out.
I know. We've done so many Bono birthday episodes. Kelly Corrigan is the name of the woman who does the Corrigans.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about first?
Either one. Let's talk about the podcast first.
Okay. So this is a special 5-part series. Kelly Corrigan Wonders About Your Mother, co-hosted by Christy Turlington Burns. And the point of it, they have famous people on to talk about relationships with their mothers to support the nonprofit Every Mother Counts. So what they want you to do is listen and donate money, which is a great thing. The series hopes to raise $100,000 to support safe and respectful pregnancy, delivery, and postpartum care in 9 countries. Founded in 2010 and led every day since by Christy Turlington Burns. And yeah, they had Bono on. Who else did they have on? Let's look and see. How do I get to the show? Spike Lee, Cindy Crawford, Amy Schumer, and Jennifer Garner.
Interesting.
And I'm sure it's just all their besties.
Yeah.
And of course, Christy Turlington can get Cindy Crawford.
Obviously.
That's not a hard one.
No.
Yeah, you listened to it. I listened to it a few days ago. on Bono's birthday.
I listened to it today, in the car while during one of my mom's grocery trips. But it was really interesting. There wasn't a whole lot of new information from Bono, except that he just got back from Tokyo, he said.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. Like,
like you didn't tell us you were going there.
Oh, no one mentioned that to us.
You were in Amsterdam.
Right. But Tokyo, like, how did you, like, did he leave this, like, sphere and go the other way around?
Right. I mean, that would be convenient. I hope he didn't go home first.
And then Tokyo.
I don't know. I don't understand distances around the globe.
Yeah. Anyway, it seems like that surprised me.
Do you have something else?
No, go ahead.
It wasn't a whole lot of new stuff, but I mean, he's so comfortable with Chrissy Charlington. I mean, she's basically family to the Houstons, and there's just a level of comfort that is not, and yeah, they talked about his book a little bit, but there was no promotion in it.
No
promotion. And they asked questions like, I'm trying to think of one that he had a hard time answering even.
One of the things that they asked him was, because he's really good at doing other people's voices, they asked him if he could do his mother's voice, and he said no.
Yeah, he didn't, because he doesn't remember. I liked when he talked about, well, they asked if his mother would be proud of him now.
Yeah.
And basically, like, she'd probably think I'm doing too much.
Right.
But also, what she's like, her goal was to find, I don't know, just about finding yourself.
Yeah.
And he talked about the line, free yourself to be yourself.
Yeah.
And how that is inspired by, like the memory of what his mom wanted of them. Not something she would say.
Right.
But like that was her overarching mothering.
Yeah. One of the things, and I think I have the wording right about this, but he said that she would tell him not to cause a show.
Yeah.
And he's like, pretty much I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
You know what else was interesting was he told this story that we've all heard of his dad getting a drill on himself.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the ep, they asked him to read a portion from Surrender. And that's the portion he read. And he actually apologized.
He did apologize.
He was like, cut this out if you need to. I didn't mean to double this up. Like I made an oopsie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have told that story then if I remembered that I was going to read it later. Anyway. It was just a cool little.
It was.
Moment.
It was just a real moment.
Yeah. And I just the fact that it was all unplanned. I don't think he had the questions ahead of time.
Mm-mm.
It seemed like they would ask questions that just came to them.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. But it was just very relaxed and lovely.
Yeah.
I really thought it was lovely.
He sounded happy and healthy and.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not necessarily new information, but I felt like it was a new way of listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend it.
I highly recommend it, too.
Let's say again, what was it? It's called Kelly Corrigan Wonders is the podcast, but I bet you if you put in Every Mother Counts. Well, and Chrissy Turlington talked a lot about, I shouldn't say a lot, but about how they met and how much he's inspired her and how probably her relationship with him is why she's a philanthropist. And
yes.
This is cool. A little bit inside of their relationship.
Yeah. It was just well done.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about Kiss the Future?
Yeah.
Let's do it. It is finally, it's been out for a little bit on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
But we finally watched it.
We finally watched it. Thank you, Jenny, for having that subscription.
Generously donating.
Yes.
My subscription. What a great film.
It was really great. And I read a lot that people said, make sure you have tissues or whatever. And I watched almost the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm not crying. Why would, it's tragic. Well, I was told
only the last 15 minutes.
And then I cried at the last.
5-10 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes. It's so good. It's so well made. Produced by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And it's not a YouTube vehicle by any means. It's to tell the story of the war in Bosnia. And I remember the war, and I remember, during Europa that they did the little bits during the show, and I don't think I ever really understood the war.
I definitely didn't. No.
No, I thought they were fighting against somebody else, but it was an internal.
Yeah, I learned a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing is that to me, this really kind of jumped out to me that you see a war torn picture, of a city or something. And that's what you think of, the destruction, the ruins and everything. You don't think of, they don't point out, you never see the life that lives past those ruins.
Yeah, people are still there.
Yeah, and this was really eye-opening to me because, while this is all going on, even though you're seeing the pictures of the destruction, people are still going to work. Kids are, are still, there's still life going on beyond the destruction. And this documentary really showed that to me. Obviously it talks about music and, the distraction music was during the war, and but that's just a little part of it. As grim and as bleak as wartime is, I love that they just showed life during wartime. Hashtag talking heads.
In a long time.
I know. You just don't see that often. And that's why this documentary kind of really jumped out at me.
That was my, that was my one big takeaway. Yeah. And, just my wording of it, which is the same meaning, was that so many times you see war documentaries and it's about the politics, it's about the destruction, it's about the death. I don't watch a lot of war documentaries. Let's be real here. But I've never seen one from the people's perspective on the ground, and especially artists' perspectives. Because, yeah. Obvious, and they talk about it in the movie, but art thrives in all stages of life.
Right.
And even in the worst circumstances, and this is why governments and dictators shut down music and movies and art, all these things. And because it can make people feel good.
Right.
And want to stand up. So the fact that they were able to create this punk rock clash, did the musical Hair a million times.
Yes.
Underground was amazing. There's like a rogue TV station. Like, it was so eye-opening.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, just remember that just because there's snipers and active bombs, it doesn't mean people have to live there.
Yeah.
Not everyone has a place to go or can afford a place to leave. Yeah, the wedding and like the kids are on the roof watching. Like,
yeah. I mean, that was amazing. Yeah. And I mean, we all know about Miss Sarajevo, the pageant from the song, but like, I don't know, seeing that in the context of the documentary meant so much more to me. Like, it was so, you know, again, bleak and dark. And then they have this beauty pageant, which is just mind blowing.
And I've only seen the footage of that beauty pageant in the Miss Sarajevo video.
Right.
But this is the source.
Right.
This is the actual first generation footage. And I was like, oh, I know those faces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen that face before.
Yeah. It was in my world, my U2 world, U2 and Bill Carter have always been connected.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the inception of that.
No, me neither.
And I didn't know that Bill Carter was in Sarajevo, never having talked to you two.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. Like, watching that relationship develop was crazy. I loved Bill Carter describing getting into his interview inside, like, a stadium in Europe.
Yeah.
I have a fax. And that interview with Bono was really cool.
It was really cool. And I also didn't know the origin of the title of the documentary, but during their Pop Mart concert in 97 in Sarajevo, Bono says, "Fuck the past, kiss the future, viva Sarajevo." And that was just so heavy. Like,
it just gave me chills. Had we ever seen footage from that concert?
I don't think so.
Did we know he lost his voice?
I knew he lost his voice.
You knew that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember how, but I remember having the conversation with a friend of ours. She said, like, when it's a big concert like that, he tends to do that. And then I kind of was like, cite another example.
One was interesting because even as he was losing his voice, someone talking like the emotion was too big. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They said something similar. And I was like, God, that man.
But I mean, I love the fact that, I mean, he promised that in 93.
Yep.
And I loved Edge's reaction. Like, what? And like, that's a lot to promise when there's an act of war.
Yeah.
And then there were people that said, there was somebody that said that they felt like when you two came on stage, the war ended.
Bono specifically, they said when Bono stepped on stage.
Yeah, the war ended.
There's the, I wish I remembered the quote. It wasn't even like a completely coherent sentence because it was an emotional moment. So there, I mean, they show on and off a handful of songs at the end, but it culminates with one, which they show, they have the whole song play and they have all these people that they've been talking to during the documentary, like split screen,
listening,
yeah. And they're just, the emotion is unreal. And the gentleman, the musician with the huge beard,
yeah,
said something like, I can't even remember, but it was something like, I know this isn't our song, but, and he said something else, but it's still, I don't think he knew how to phrase it.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
It's really, really good.
I wept.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, 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 but just like,
yeah, me too.
Tears streaming.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, and I kind of wasn't, I mean, even though people had said it was good, I kind of wasn't expecting to like it. Like, I don't know why, but it's just like, oh, I know this story. You know, right. Like, I was expecting to, like, just feel like, I don't know, I wasn't looking forward to watching it. And I was so wrong about that.
Yeah, I was, I didn't really know what to expect. I had been warned that there wasn't much U2 till the end. So there was a lot more U2 than I thought.
Yeah. Oh,
actually,
me too.
A lot more than I thought because of all the Zoo TV stuff and all this. And they really, I mean, I was like, stop. Like, we've seen enough people, you know, satelliting into the stadiums, like, get on with the story. But right. I realized that's the point.
Right, right.
Because it got harder. And it was hard because it was hard.
Oh, it was.
I didn't want to hear the hard. Mm-mm. I wanted the happy ending.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then at the very end, a lady says, as much as we needed that concert in 97, I believe we need it more now.
Yep.
And then it just ends, and it's all, it's like MTV Zoo TV level TV screens, and right. It's all the shit going on in our world.
It's Putin and COVID
and Trump.
Trump.
Yeah. And she's right.
Yep.
But yeah, I had no idea. I mean, they just did a brief history about how, like, Bosnia and Herzegovina became that land and, I guess, country. I don't know, because, you know, when all the Balkans all split up, this, this, and that, I actually wouldn't mind going back and watching the first 10 minutes again.
Yeah.
For that quick history, I did not understand the landscape, the civilian, the population landscape, I guess. I don't know how to say that, of Sarajevo, and how I feel like it's what America wants to be, with, you know, churches and mosques and synagogues next to each other, yeah, and intermarriage and no one caring because everyone cares. That's actually it.
Right.
Like, in a good way, cares and accepting. Yeah, I feel like that's the melting pot America is supposed to be.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's a bummer.
Definitely.
Go see it. It's on Paramount Plus. So if you didn't have a chance to see it in the theaters.
I'm sure that you get a free trial month or something with Paramount Plus. It's worth it to get for this.
Absolutely. And you know what came on right after it? We just let it keep going. I'm going to look at this. The last song of Kabul. Oh, they call it a short. Came out in November. I didn't see how long it is. It's a quick movie. It's got to be less. It's probably 30, 45 minutes. About these girls in Afghanistan, specifically Kabul, who are in an orphanage. And they're going to a music school, and then the Taliban takes over Kabul and they lose music, but then they get airlifted out. You have to watch it. It's all subtitles. I mean, you have to physically read it, but it is, again, eye-opening. It is a quick education in the horrors of being a girl and a woman in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. So if you're looking for another education piece, and it's gorgeous, it's shot beautifully. The last song of Kabul.
I have to check that out.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah. If you haven't already donated to the African Well Fund for Bonner's birthday, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, I got to sign the card. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to AfricanWellFund.org or find them on social media and sign the card for Bono. I mean, you can donate there all year long, but I think if you want to be in the birthday card, it has to the end of the month, maybe. They can extend it as long as they want right. to hit a goal. But there is a matching donor right now. Everyone, $64 and over, has a match coming up to, I think, $6,400.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you sign the card? Is it just in the same?
No, you have to then, I think if you donate through their website, you might land on the page. Otherwise, I think you have to actively go to the website. Let's look. Oh, yeah, then it says, yes, there is a specific page. You know, just follow the links for Build a Well for Bono's birthday. And it says donate today. And then under that, it says sign Bono's birthday card.
Okay.
So go sign Bono's birthday card. Yeah. If you donate elsewhere.
The Edge and Morley got that award last night.
Yeah.
In Venice, California.
They did at the medical center?
The Heart Award at the Venice Family Crisis Heart Gala.
Yeah, I think it was the first annual award, maybe, or something. It was the first time. People magazine had some clickbait that was like, "The Edge of U2 talks about the secret to his long-lasting marriage."
Yeah. Then it was nothing.
It was keep falling in love.
Yeah.
It's a cute quote, but it wasn't.
It wasn't a secret. It wasn't like, shh.
We mentioned earlier that Bono had been in Amsterdam.
Yes.
And he was pictured, this was a little bit ago, him, The Edge, and Martin Garrix looked like it was an Anton Corbin exhibit.
Yes.
They were there for him.
Maybe Bono stopped there on his way home from Tokyo.
Maybe. Isn't that so?
I want to know, why was he in Tokyo? Was it just vacation? Who goes on vacation to Tokyo when you come from all that time in Vegas?
But you can go anywhere in the world to relax. I don't know. The beaches of Tokyo.
I know. Like, I mean, the lights of Tokyo can't be much better than Vegas. Like, go home.
Go home. On his birthday, I didn't look to see how recent the picture might have been. Eve posted a picture of her and her mom and dad in a very colorful dining room.
Yes, very.
Was that recent of him?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. But anyway, that was cute.
Yeah.
If that is their dining room, that is a bold choice, and I applaud it.
I do too. I love it.
Yep. Reminds me of when, a decade ago, my mom was redoing her kitchen and decided that she wanted the island to be, it's basically sparkling green.
Really?
And she's like, it's bold. I want it. I don't know. It was kind of the same green.
Yeah.
So I was like, good choice. Good choice. You and Ann Williams.
And it was like made out of, and the chairs matched the table.
Yeah.
It's made out of like lucite or something. It reminded me, my aunt and uncle were just super trendy always, but they had these chairs, I guess they were lucite chairs that were, one was black and one was white. And like,
looking at it again,
I always like slid out of them. Like, they weren't comfortable. And as a little kid, I couldn't sit in them. I'd end up on the floor. And we...
It's like crazy chairs.
Yeah. We saw years later on, I think, Antiques Roadshow or something like that, somebody brought one of those chairs in. And mm-hmm. they were, like, a fortune. And I guarantee you, when my aunt and uncle moved, they just tossed them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah. But there's very specific chairs made by, like, an artist. And my aunt would have gotten them. I mean, it sounds like something she would have bought.
Yeah.
And they looked exactly the same. But anyway, that table, I just feel like, and those chairs, you just slide right out of them.
When I figure, if it goes out of style and they get sick of it, they just get a new one.
Right.
Like, what's the big deal when you can buy any dining room table you want?
Right.
I'm sure it's a piece of art. I'm sure it's not from IKEA. Sure. I bet you you could get something similar in IKEA, though.
You could. I did think about that. Like, where do you buy something like that?
No. But the Edge has been to IKEA, so.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
Yes.
It was probably not in Tokyo. Could have been.
I mean, I know they have IKEA there, I'm sure.
Maybe he bought it in Tokyo.
I don't know, but that's...
I'm glad that you are also like, apparently, he was in Tokyo.
That just jumped out at me. But if you are Bono or no Bono, let us know why you were in Tokyo. That's a question for Whiskey and Cake.
That is a good question for Whiskey and Cake.
So we've waited, you know, all these years, and we get to have Whiskey and Cake with Bono. And our first question is, why were you in Tokyo?
In Tokyo. And where'd you get that green table?
Yeah. Tokyo IKEA.
Yeah. Maybe he needs a rare kitchen matchbook.
Oh. He's probably got a big box of those in his boiler room too.
Maybe. With his high school graduation photos and tennis trophies.
I'm sure he has tennis trophies.
I'm sure he does. Not. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a while since we've had, like...
Content.
That we haven't had to dig up or interview for. Okay, well... Is that it?
I think that's all.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week.
Go to AfghanWealthFund.org and donate even like $3. Everything adds up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and it is the YouTube community that funds these wells that get made for Bono's birthday. So, get her done.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, and no matter what time of day it is for you, good night, because that's what we say.
I bet people listen on their way to work, and it's never night.
No. Rarely, but it's almost always night for us, so it feels appropriate.
Right.
So I guess we should just always say good night.
Good day.
Good day. Oh, man. Cool, y'all. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.